This is episode 68 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Carter Bushart's book, Baptized by Abduction. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And so if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So first of all, I'm going to read about an incident that happened when Carter was 7 or 8 years old. And this is what he's written. One hot summer day in 1958 or 1959, we decided to ride our bikes all over the neighbourhood and see what was going on. After a bit, we decided to race each other on a side street right across the street from my house. We did this a few times before, and since there was virtually no traffic at all on our brand new neighbourhood, it seemed pretty safe, especially in the eyes of 2 7- or 8-year-old kids, who were, of course, indestructible at that age. What could possibly go wrong? So we lined up a block away from my home on Norcross Lane on Castlegate Drive. We both just took off and had a great head of steam heading for Norcross, and we both blew through the stop sign at the intersection. In hindsight, that was a seriously stupid move, but what do you really know at that age? And before we knew it, a blue car blew by us on Norcross. It barely missed us, and we could feel the wind of the car as it passed right in front of us, barely inches away. Seriously. We had no idea why or how it missed us, and we never saw it coming. It came from left to right, from the direction of my home. After the near miss, we stopped to collect ourselves and were just shaking with fear as we stood at the other side of the street. How the hell did that car miss us? And we realised we could have or should have been killed. So now I'm going to move forward in the book, and this is where Carter has written about a hypnosis session with Dolores Cannon, and she used regression techniques to take him back to that incident where that car was. So this is what Carter has written. Dolores, Tape 1, Side B, 2005. So you said something about being in the car, and that's what I'm trying to get clear, she says. And I reply, well, I did go inside the car, the craft, and that is why it didn't hit me, because I was inside. And she says, well, that's strange, isn't it? And I say, well, you would think so. And so she asks me, well, if you're inside the car, what do you see? And I tell her I'm sitting on my bike holding the handlebars. I can't let go. I don't want to let go. And I'm looking back behind me, looking for Robert. So I went from my friend Craig to Robert. So she then asked me, what did you see? And I look around, talk to someone and say, did you see that? Wow, that was close. And I don't see him. I don't see anyone there. And she asked me, what do you see? Is he there? And I say again, I look around to ask him if he saw that, and he's not there. And I just changed the name from Craig to Robert, and that doesn't make sense either. She asked me to look forward instead of over my shoulder and tell her what I see, and to not be afraid, and if it's time for you to see, you will see. Give yourself permission to see, and it's okay, and it's safe. I begin moving my hands around, and she asked me, why are you moving your arms and your hands? And I tell her there is something over me. It's like a sheet or something. She asks me, well, is it above you or over you? And I tell her it is over my face. It's covering my face. And I can see shadows. And this is where I can recall seeing 3 or 4 humanoid shapes behind a curtain. And this is where it's odd because I feel like this particular memory was allowed to be remembered by me for some reason. In my mind, I am seeing or hearing Craig screaming behind the curtain, like they're doing something to him, and perhaps the screen memory of when I put a fish hook in his neck was meant to replace this vision of seeing 3 humanoid shadows behind this curtain doing something to him. She then asks me, what do I think that is over my face? And I tell her it's a cloth or a sheet, and it's covering me. And then she asked, what else do I see? And I say I see shadows and faces. And she says, If you are ready and it is time, you can see more clearly and remember you are protected. And then she asks me, where do you feel like you are? And I tell her, I feel like I'm in a kind of a shell, and the sheet, it's not on my face, but it's over my face, just out of reach, if I were to reach out. I again say I feel like I'm in a tube or shell, and it's like I'm looking through a dirty window or windshield, and I've seen this before. And she asked me, when did you see this before? I said, well, it was before this time. I may be referring to the cocoon or sack I was placed in, and perhaps Craig was being worked on while I was still in quarantine. And here is a reference to the same looking through a dirty window type of description that you will need to read about later in my final regression. Sorry to jump forward a bit, but it's another example of the dirty window view. It may be an example of how they separate us from others in the same house or location. When I was asleep at home in 2021, I remembered I seemed to be inferring that a visit or abduction happened before. Here is an oddity. After I made contact with a Sasquatch clan in 2020, we started having odd events occurring randomly at our home. One key event is that I was awakened one night by what felt like several small hands under each of my legs, and they had lifted me a few inches off the bed and were slowly carrying me towards the edge of the bed. I saw my wife getting up and going to the bathroom, and I was watching her through a film or dirty windshield, with the edges smudged, but mostly clear in the middle, kind of like clearing a foggy windshield enough so you could see to drive. I asked her if she was seeing what was happening to me, and she didn't hear or acknowledge me in any way. When she flushed the toilet, I was dropped back onto the bed. She was pretty certain this was me having a lucid dream. The view I had of her was quite similar to the sheet over my face or dirty window scenario described previously. More on this in the last regression. She tells me if it is easier, I can pull back and see the whole scene as an observer on the outside looking in. As an observer, you won't feel anything, you will just be looking. Try that and see if you have a different perspective. And then she clarifies by asking me, so you feel like you're in a tube or a shell? What do you see now as you look at it like that? I tell her I can see that I'm wearing my ball cap, and then she asks me where I am laying. And I respond I'm on my bike and I'm frozen like a statue, and I tell her I can't see anything else. But I do sense movement out of the corner of my right eye, but it's hard for me to discern what it is. I'm trying to sneak a look, but I can't do it, and she tells me that's okay. Let's just move from that scene for now and move to another time and place with any other events or visions that seem to be out of place in your normal day-to-day life. Let's find anything else that was strange or an unusual event that you couldn't explain and see what we can see. Let's take another deep breath and we will count 1, 2, 3, and we will be at another time and place. So we have counted to 3 and you are now in another time and place. So tell me, what do you see? And I tell her I'm now in my bed and I see those little shadows marching down the hall towards my bedroom. But they never get there. They seem to pass right by. But they look like little grey gnomes or something. And there's a light in my bedroom. They seem to disappear. It looks like they're marching or on a conveyor belt. There's a rhythm or unison to their movement. So this week I was reading from Carter Bushart's book, Baptized by Abduction. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast and you can get extended episodes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.